Helen's Jewelry, this is Lynn.
Lynn, hey, it's Dustin again.
Dustin.
I wanted to ask you, I feel like I asked you on the last phone call, but I can't remember. Did I ask you about the rain in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I mean, my sisters and I were lucky. We only had one day where we had a little bit of rain,
right.
But it just kind of came over and then left.
Okay.
It didn't hover.
That's good.
There are still lots of fun things to do if you do get rain.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure of it.
I mean, ultimately, sunshine and blue skies is the best. So,
yeah.
Are you guys going to rent a car and go check out things and drive
yeah,
around?
Yeah, we got a car.
Okay. So, my sister drove all of us when we rented the car. And as long as you got your GPS, the GPS works, I'd say, 98%, okay?
Yeah.
Unless you're way, way up in the hills, up in the El Yunque Forest or something like that, you might have some sporadic service.
Okay.
The roads are really tiny. Be careful. Don't go fast. If they want to pass you, let them pass you, Dustin.
Yeah.
Because the locals have been driving on those skinny little roads for years. And they're terrifying a little bit. I sat in the back seat, so the old grandma scared. So, but for the most part, it's all really good. And go explore a little bit, you know. You don't have to just go to a beach right in San Juan. There's other little beaches. If you were to drive around the whole island, it's supposed to be like a 6-hour drive.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, if you got traffic or whatever, it could be more than that. But just saying, you know, do some fun stuff. There's some fun stuff to do.
Okay.
You know, of course, and my sisters and I, like I said, we stayed down in the south in the country. We had the sunrise every morning, but we weren't in a position to see the sunset at night.
Mm-hmm.
We did happen to be there while there was the full wolf moon in January, which that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But we did a lot of hanging out at our beautiful celebrity-style little house and pool and private community and private beach. So
you guys were on the water?
Yeah, we were right on the water, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, it's if you got to walk a little bit, you know, it's not that bad. But there's other little beaches you could drive to that are right on the water and spend the day. Bring some lunch, bring some food, beers, you know.
That's the plan.
Be safe.
A lot of bars, like, on the beach and stuff?
Depends on where you go.
Right.
You know, so, like, where we were, this was a private beach. There was and a private gated community. So there was, we had a country club that was, you know, you had basketball courts and picnic tables and all that
yeah.
good stuff. So we didn't have anything really close to us. We had to drive about 10 minutes into town, you know, the grocery store to pick up all our alcohol and stuff. We did kind of go one way to a restaurant one night. Well, it ended up, we weren't very happy with it, but the next time we went out to eat, it was in San Juan on the water while we were waiting for our boat trip to Iquitos Island to go snorkeling. And it was excellent. So, you know, the little tucked away places may not be as good as you're closer to your city. I just wasn't a big fan of Puerto Rican food. A lot of it's fried.
Okay.
And I like fried food, don't get me wrong. McDonald's French fries, and they're brand new, they're good.
Yeah.
You get them cold, and they're disgusting, but
right.
They do make the most awesome pina coladas.
Oh,
in
I'm
San
sure
Juan.
Of that.
The pina coladas are freaking amazing. There's distillery tours you can go on. You can go see the old fort. We never got to go do that, but we were 45 minutes south down in the on the south end of the island.
Right.
So there's another time I'd like to go back. I'd like to go to, it's called L'Aquila Beach. I'd like to go stay there and see that area. I think that would be the northern side. So, but you just, and, you know, just pack accordingly. Bring a little bit of bug spray just in case. I went in January. You're going in March. So temperatures might be a little bit higher, a little bit different than March, than January.
Right.
You know, and don't be stupid and walk around in the rainforest in your shorts and, you know, be smart.
Yeah, yeah. We got to bring, like, some pants and stuff. Yeah, I figured I'm going to pack a pretty decent bag. I mean, we're only there from Monday to Saturday, but, I mean, the more clothes you have to have options and pants and...
Options, yeah. Because I way overpacked. I mean, I didn't even wear half the dresses I brought. You
yeah.
know, a lot of times we just spent in our bathing suits at the resort, you know, but I bought 3 different bathing suits with me and dresses and... I don't even think I wore shorts once. I think I just threw a summer dress on for everything.
Yeah.
And then, you know, water shoes maybe. And
yeah.
Flip-flops. I just way overpacked. I didn't even use my water shoes, actually. I didn't.
Did you go in the ocean?
Oh, yeah, I did. I went in the ocean not so much, well, my middle sister and I, we sat right on at our villa that we were staying at. We went down to the ocean and we were drinking all day. And, of course, it was our first day and we went and sat. My other sister was filming us, so oldest and middle sister, we were sitting down, you know, close to the ocean with the waves rolling in. Well, one of the waves came in. And I'll tell you what, it blew us backwards, somersault, 3, 4, 5 times. I probably had 10 pounds of sand in my bathing suit top.
Oh, my God.
Bottom. I mean, my sister filming it, she's laughing her ass off. I'm laughing off. And then after it rolled us, another wave came in and rolled us again. So, but there is, like, where we were sitting, that wouldn't be the place I'd go in the ocean to swim. If we walked down the beach a little ways, there was a little kind of rock jetty so that you could swim in it, but you're not going to get taken out by, you know, ocean current stuff like you hear in Florida all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did go in the ocean. I went swimming in the ocean when we took our excursion to the little Iquitos Island.
Yeah.
We went scuba diving, and the fucking water is amazing. It's bath water. It's amazing. You know, and it's salt water. Don't wear your good jewelry in the ocean, whatever you do. But you will, you know, just keep studying it before you go, all the different things, you know, and then once you get there, you can ask the locals. If you know a little bit of Spanish, that's good, you know, because sometimes not everyone you speak to speaks English, but it is a U.S. territory, so a lot of people do speak English. It's probably especially more so up in the San Juan area.
Yeah.
Down in the little country towns and little country gas stations, yeah, not so much.
Right.
So, but we did. I mean, it was fun. I would just go back there again, you know, because there's a lot to see, and you can't see it all. And we really, part of our vacation was just enjoying us three sisters being together, so we didn't go do a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I am beyond going to a nightclub and getting drunk and partying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's not me anymore.
Yeah.
But we had fun, you know, drinking together and whatever. And then our boat trip, you know, they served us an amazing lunch. And, you know, all the pina coladas you could drink after you get done scuba diving or doing your stuff. But it was so fun. I loved that one. That was awesome. Then there's I think up there at nighttime you can do the Bioluminescence Bay.
Yeah, I heard, saw that.
No, we didn't go do that. That's something I would like to have done. But we were 45 minutes south, so we didn't plan an excursion to go clear up there, do that at night, just to drive all the way back down.
Right.
But there is. There's all kinds of things. I mean, and just being somewhere tropical is the vacation.
Yep.
It is. And definitely try some rum. I'm not a rum drinker, but pina coladas are excellent.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, some things are expensive, you know, so that's why I said, you know, if you want some snacks and stuff, you know, buy it at the grocery store. Go to a local grocery store, buy it, bring it back to your hotel room or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, not every gas station has, you know, chips and dip or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I just enjoyed it. I'm so happy for you. I'm grateful you're going and you're going to have fun. And you're only in San Juan, so the older you get, then you need to go investigate more little areas because it's beautiful. And now, in my Facebook reels, I have all kinds of stuff that comes up on Puerto Rico on my Facebook reels all the time. It's like, ooh, why didn't we go there? Why didn't we go there? Why didn't we go there? But I don't regret a single second that I went, you know, except for 4 hours. I had to wait for my sisters because they were 2 hours delayed, and I had to sit in the San Juan airport. And then you do have to go through USDA customs. Your bags have to go through that scanner first when you leave, and then you got to go through TSA lines, and then that's checked there too. But that's so you're not bringing any home. Any fruit or, you know, anything you picked. We've seen star trees, date palms, you know, all over.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're not going to bring home that stuff. I did bring home seashells, though.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. I picked up seashells off the beach.
Oh, there you go. Make a little art out of
them. Yeah. Well, plan was is to take a picture of us three girls and put some seashells around it. But I haven't got around to that yet.
Yeah.
And next year, young man, us three girls are going to Scotland.
Oh.
So listen, my lady with the pear-shaped diamonds, she had said she was going to come in today, and I know she's interested. And these are for her mom. Her mom is 88 years old.
Okay.
She just bought a 30-inch gold rope chain from me here. Three weeks ago. And the lady and her husband built a construction empire in this little part of the world.
Right.
And she goes, I'm 88 years old. I've never had this. I've never had that. This is what I want. And the daughter's doing all the shopping for her because she is 88.
Right.
And she didn't want lab diamonds. She wants genuine ones. So Diane doesn't came in today, and it's 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, but I know she'll come in. So if for any reason, okay, so tomorrow's Friday, I'm not going to talk to you for a week after tomorrow. Is there someone there that knows about these little pear shapes in case I want them and the prices you gave me?
Of course. I'll put them into the side
okay.
space too, even if you call.
Okay.
So in your name.
Oh, keep your fingers crossed, Dustin, because I would surely love this sale.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll put some to the side, and then when you call in, I'll talk to you tomorrow anyways, too.
Okay,
and then,
okay. Just to see if she happened to come in, because she didn't make, she said, I'll come see you tomorrow, which is today, and she hasn't been in yet. So, you know, something may have come up.
All right, that's no
problem.
Because
she's not a flaky kind of lady anyway, so something may have come up. I have priced out the things for her, and I showed her, you know, photocopied a couple different mountings for her to look at, see if that's something she's interested in, and go from there, because it would be a nice sell for me. That'd be a so-so sell for you, but a nice sell for me.
Yeah, well, we'll
you make
get
more
in
a month. It
we'll
takes
get,
me a couple of months to make what you make in a month.
We'll take whatever we could get.
Okay, so I'm crossing my fingers. I hope so, because I could really use this good sale. Seems like every time I get ahead, I can't save, because you got to buy, because if you don't have it, you can't sell it.
Right.
So it's a vicious cycle. I just happen to be, you know, staying nice and stable at one point, but I'd like to just keep building. But, you know, that's business.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, let me run upstairs real quick before I leave, and then I'll go see what I have, and then tomorrow we'll chat real quick, and I'll put it in my boss's ear, then, you know, if you reach out to send them to you, okay?
Okay. Hey, another thing too, Dustin. Invest in one of those underwater
cameras.
Not the camera, but the case to hold your cell phone.
Yeah.
So you can videotape. Worked great. I ordered ours off Amazon. They worked great. Just make sure they're you know, they're sealed and they work great. And then you can film underwater if you go snorkeling, because that's really fun.
All right, beautiful. Sounds good.
Okay, or even just going out, walking out in the ocean and filming it, you're not going to get sand and water
right.
on your cell phone. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll chat you later.
All right, sounds good. I'll go pick this
okay.
out now.
Okay, bye.